In waking up, I wrote that only generalized freedom can secure individual freedom. But equally true is that only individual freedom can secure generalized freedom. Now, is that a catch-22? A circular trap with no way back to wholeness? Sometimes it seems so, that we have nowhere to go. When the professional left, who could be helping us think new thoughts, seemingly only wants to manage us more efficiently, leave a smaller footprint on the planet, but not remove the boot altogether. Yet they are of good heart, so the solution seems to be seeing reality. But what does that mean, we'll be asking. In addition, because there may be confusion about some phrases I use, I'd like to focus some of the conclusions of the Galbraith book towards clarifying two of them. Often I say, quote, there's only one way to end power, which is essentially saying there's only one way to reclaim our bodies. And putting it that way may bring sufficient light to the question, but we'll delve deeper. And then I also say a lot, we need a new language. Words which also could lead to confusion. When I say we need a new language, I don't mean that I think we should all, across all cultures, literally, one day speak in the same tongue. No, what I mean is that all of us, across cultural divides, need a language that is an opposite to class, one in which no one needs to con, in which our common earth is the lingua franca, in which we visualize what we want. I think the cons will stand exposed when earth pictures flow in our minds, as in that light, power has no place to hide. The story they tell themselves, these guys, and tell to us, is that we live vicariously through them when the truth is the opposite. Nothing is what it seems until we make our world consciously. And power knows our thoughts are everything, which is why you'll never hear a pundit say over the airwaves, we need a mass movement to end wage work. And that is why we must start saying it. Not just because it's true, but because it's our only refuge in the storm. It buys you cover over the short term, simply because they can't say it. And so we must work our asses off to multiply the people saying it. It's the jump start to a rethinking process. How do they know what we're thinking? And they must know. Trust. How do they know what we're thinking if they aren't the ones telling us what to think? This is why they get in front so fast of any idea that's likely to grab our eyes, our minds, our thinking. For example, local self-sufficiency or new economy. But they can't get in front of this.